From Storyflow, this is your daily audio brief. Hey, it's Jessica, July 26th. 10 things to be aware of before the day starts. Let's get into it. First, from Zero Hedge. India's education minister resigns, Delhi protests end, as Modi caves to cockroach youth movements' demands. India's education minister, Dharmendra Pradhan, resigned on Saturday and the government agreed to every demand raised by youth demonstrators, bringing weeks of protests, the gravest political crisis of Prime Minister Narendra Modi's third term, to a jubilant close. Pradhan's exit was the core demand of the self-styled Cockroach Janta Party, CJP, the youth movement that has camped at Delhi's Janta Mantar since late June over the leak of medical school entrance exam papers. Next, second, from Nintendo Life. Talking point, what are you playing this weekend? 25th July. Hey, you made it through another week. Nice work. This weekend's big thing is the launch of Splatoon Raiders on the new Switch 2. The game's already pulling a solid 9 out of 10. So if you've been on the fence, it's worth checking out the review for the details. If you dive in, you'll find a ton of guides to help you get the most out of the chaos. From weapon breakdowns to map strategies, the guides cover the basics and the finer points, making it easier to jump straight into the action without feeling lost. Bottom line, grab a controller, fire up Splatoon Raiders, and let the ink fly. It's a fresh, fast-paced experience that feels right at home on the Switch 2, and the community's already buzzing with tips and tricks to keep the fun rolling all weekend long. Up next, third, from Pure Xbox. Talking point, what are you playing this weekend? July 25, 26. Hey, if you're looking for something fresh to dive into this weekend, Planet Crafter just landed on Xbox Game Pass. It's that sandbox survival game where you're terraforming a barren planet, building up a base, and figuring out how to keep your crew alive. The vibe is pretty chill, but still has enough challenges to keep you hooked, and the fact that it's on Game Pass means you can jump right in without any extra cost. Also, for anyone who grabbed a special edition of Halo recently, there's a little treat waiting. Early access to Halo Campaign Evolved. It's the revamped campaign experience that's been in the works, now available to those edition owners. If you haven't unlocked it yet, it's worth checking your library. There's a solid batch of new missions and some classic moments reimagined. Beyond those two, the usual Xbox Game Pass lineup is packed with a mix of indie gems and big-budget titles. Expect a handful of new releases and a rotating selection of older favorites. It's a good time to scroll through the catalog and pull out anything you missed last week. There's always something surprising hidden in there. Bottom line, grab Planet Crafter for a sandbox adventure, fire up Halo, Campaign Evolved if you qualify, and skim the rest of the Game Pass roster for any hidden gems. It's a low-effort way to fill the weekend with some solid gaming sessions. Enjoy. And then, fourth, from Push Square. Talking point, what are you playing this weekend? Issue 643. This week's gaming chatter is a bit calmer on the PlayStation front, so the hype's dialed back and the focus shifts to what's actually fun to play. The biggest buzz comes from a fresh batch of Marvel's Wolverine trailers that dropped, giving fans a quick look at the new game's vibe and promising some gritty, claw-filled action. On my end, I'm still sinking deeper into Red Dead Redemption 2. The open world keeps pulling me back, with its mix of story moments and wandering side quests, and I'm enjoying the slower pace after a hectic week. It's the kind of game that feels rewarding to dip into whenever you have a spare hour. At the same time, I'm keeping the momentum going with Halo Campaign Evolved. The revamped campaign is a solid way to revisit the classic saga while getting a taste of the new mechanics. It's a nice balance to the sprawling Western of RDR2, offering quick, intense sessions that fit nicely into a weekend schedule. All in all, the weekend looks set for a mix of cinematic Marvel excitement, a deep dive into the Wild West, and some fast-paced Halo action. Grab your controller, settle in, and enjoy the variety. Next, fifth, from The Guardian World. India's education minister resigns after mass protests by cockroach movement. Dharmendra Pradhan steps down after demonstrations over exam leak scandal in major victory for youth political movement. India's education minister, Dharmendra Pradhan, has resigned after a week of mass demonstrations, handing a major victory to a new youth movement that has posed an unprecedented challenge to Narendra Modi's government. In a statement on Saturday afternoon, Pradhan said he had submitted his letter of resignation to the Prime Minister after student pressure. Continue reading. Up next, sixth, from Bloomberg Top. India's education minister resigns after student protests. India's education minister, Dharmendra Pradhan, resigned on Saturday after protests over exam paper leaks, marking the biggest concession yet by Prime Minister Narendra Modi's government to one of the country's largest student movements in years. And then, seventh, from Theo, Signal Flow Alpha Desk, AAVE. Revenue now buys the token. DeFi's biggest book at 3.5x fees. I'm loving this RV play, man. The fee switch is finally on, and it's huge. We're talking about $400 million in annualized fees, and Aave's trading at $91.20, which puts its market cap at around $1.4 billion. That's roughly 3.5 times the annualized fee throughput. You got to put this in context. Aave's got the largest lending book in DeFi, and now its revenue is being automatically routed to Aave holders through Aavenomics 3.0. This is a game changer. And the yields are looking great. 3.50% APY on USDC in the V3 base pool and 1.46% on WETH. Now, I know some people might be thinking, hey, CBBTC supply on Aave's base market yields effectively zero. But the stables are where it's at. Every $250 key of idle group USDC in the V3 base pool throws off roughly $8,750 a year at today's rate. That's the kind of carry we're talking about, man. So, the play is a pair. Buy Avon Base as the equity-like claim on the fee machine and park your uncommitted stables inside the machine itself. The carry pays you to hold the position and the buyback pays you for having held it. It's a yield position, not a yield guarantee, so you got to be aware of the risks. Supply APY floats, smart contract risk is always there, and AAVE still carries full crypto beta. For listeners who want low-fee crypto exposure, our markets partner Kraken supports AAVE. Link in show notes. Next, eighth, from Storyflow, AI, Daily AI. Brief, July 25th, from Storyflow. This is your daily audio brief. Theo, July 25th. The systems update, 5 tech stories that bear on what's coming next. Let's get into it. First, from KD Nuggets. KD Nuggets weekly roundup. Week of July 20th, 2026. So I was looking into this roundup of AI news, and what caught my attention was the focus on agentic AI development. It seems like there are some new MCP servers that are optimized for high performance, which is interesting because it could enable more complex AI models to be trained and deployed. Up next, ninth, from Crypto Briefing. Russia strikes Kyiv, Kryvyi Rih, and civilian cargo ship in Black Sea. Russia's military has launched a series of strikes targeting Kyiv, Kryvyi Rih, and a civilian cargo ship in the Black Sea. This escalation in violence could lead to increased uncertainty in the global market, particularly in regions closely tied to Eastern European trade. The Ukrainian city of Druzhkivka, a key transportation hub, is expected to be under Russian control by December 31, 2026, with a probability of 31.5%. This development may impact global supply chains and commodity prices. And then, 10th, from IGN. New Avengers. Doomsday footage and poster revealed at San Diego Comic-Con. Marvel showed off some new stuff for Avengers Doomsday at San Diego Comic-Con, including a poster of Victor Von Doom that makes him look really menacing. They also played a clip that shows him using his powers to wake up a bunch of dormant Sentinels, which is pretty faithful to the comics. The clip also had a voiceover from Sue Storm, talking about how Victor used to be a good person but was broken after losing everything he loved. The clip also had some shots of other characters, like Thor, Shang-Chi, and Shuri, and it sounds like they're all going to be dealing with the fallout of whatever Victor is planning. There was also a bit of dialogue between Reed Richards and Victor, where Victor says that the other characters have stolen lives, and now they have to give them back. It wasn't all serious, though. Marvel also showed a funny clip of Punisher and Spider-Man teaming up to take on the Hulk. But this wasn't the usual Hulk. It seemed like a mix of the usual angry Hulk and a more coherent, Banner-like personality. Marvel also made a couple of other big announcements, including that Ryan Gosling is going to play Ghost Rider in a new movie, and that there's going to be a Black Panther 3 movie with David Johnson taking on the lead role. Avengers: Doomsday is coming out on December 18, 2026, and Black Panther the Third is scheduled for December 15, 2028. That's the day. Back at the desk tomorrow. What to watch is in your subscribe link. That's your brief. Find every story and claim your own free feed at storyflow.com.